Lord Jesus, be present in these human words and reveal your divine word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Good morning, folks. It's wonderful to see you all and to worship together at this remarkable church, St. Bartholomew's. As I listen to, and perhaps as you listen to the readings, maybe you were struck, as I was, that they are readings that have to do with visions. Rather strange, but in each case, in the Acts reading that Philip read to us, Peter had a vision of the great sheet being let down with animals in it, the wild animal, and the command, kill and eat. Oh, no, I've never eaten anything that's unclean, ceremonially unclean, as the Jews would have it. And don't you dare call unclean that which I have made clean, was the word of God come to. Okay, God, it's your decision. And then secondly, the wonderful vision in the Revelation that Marianne read to us, a new heaven and a new earth, a new era under the Lordship of Christ for all of humanity, for all of the world, all of the created order. And finally, in this gospel reading, Jesus sets forth to his disciples a vision of a time when all people will love one and love each other. Just as he has loved us, so we are to love one another. A fulfillment of humanity that can come from nowhere except from God. The Bible is full of visions. They're kind of strange in our world. I don't know whether any of you have had visions yourselves. I have had a vision that made a huge difference for me. I was 26 years old when my father died. Just recently graduated from seminary and ordained as a deacon. After he died, for a period of 3 weeks, I did not cry at all. Why, I don't know. But about 3 weeks afterwards, my brother and I went off to play tennis. And on the way back from the courts, I told him, go on to the house. I want to stop by the cemetery, which I did. And I sat down beside Dad's grave and cried my heart out. For the first time, tears just came like buckets of water. And I felt the full impact of his death. And then in the midst of the tears, I started to laugh. Sounds crazy. It is crazy. Psychologically, we're told that laughter and crying are very close to each other. Well, I started to laugh because I'd suddenly had a mental picture or a vision. There I was sitting beside the grave of my father saying a prayer, familiar prayer out of the Book of Common Prayer. And I was saying this prayer for Dad, who was down there at the bottom of the grave, his body was. While in reality, Dad was up there in heaven with God, saying the same prayer for me. And it was a complete circle. And that's what got me started laughing. And it was a wonderful moment, a moment of revelation, of truth, and of utter peace. From that moment, from that vision, I have never been afraid of death. I have never questioned the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the truth of the Easter message. I haven't had to, because it's not something I believe. I know. I know. I've been blessed with this vision. Fast forward some 50 years. We're now in upstate New York. Margie and I are visiting my brother. Excuse me. Who was dying of cancer. He knew it. I knew it. We all know it. And he was at ease with it, and so were we. And he and I were visiting together. I'd asked him, Phipp, have you had any kind of inkling or hint of what lies for you around the corner? And he said, no. And I said, oh, darn it, I was hoping you'd tell me something. And we both chuckled. And then I said, have I ever told you about what happened to me after Dad died? No, I hadn't. Well, I knew that I hadn't, but he said it. And so I told him the story, just as I've told you. Sitting beside the grave, saying the prayer, crying and laughing. And I finished the story. And I said, the circle of unity is complete between us and Dad, between this world and the world of the risen Lord. And Phipp said, wow, that's powerful. I said, yes, it is. And then I leaned over and kissed him as he closed his eyes, was falling asleep, which he frequently did, and started to tiptoe away. And I saw him open his eyes and look at me and wave. And I waved and said, bye. And he said, bye, and not goodbye. Bye, and not goodbye. As if to speak of the assurance that we would see each other again. So I've been blessed with this kind of vision, and I tell it so that you might possibly be blessed as well. And out of that blessing comes the possibility of living in the presence of the risen Christ. You and each other and me, Margie, and others, blessed with the presence of the risen Christ in our lives. And go forth, alleluia, alleluia. Give praise to the living Lord, just in this hymn that we've sung together. And I hope that your heart would be full of the joy of the risen Christ. Today, but more than today, for the rest of your lives. Hallelujah. Give thanks for the risen Lord. Amen.
Thank you.